This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, March 19th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In Chin State, Myanmar, 21 villagers were killed and 24 injured over the weekend after military jets fired on 4 majority Christian villages, reports Barnabas Aid. Since February 5th, Christians in the region have been caught in the crossfire between the Myanmar Army and the ethnic Arakan Army of Rakhine State as the two battle for dominance in the area. The attacks caused 2,000 people to flee from 10 villages. Christians have been killed and wounded in the fighting and even used as human shields. Please pray for peace for our brothers and sisters in Christ there during this tragic time. And visit missiontomyanmar.com to support a ministry at work helping the Christians of Myanmar. Psalm 46, verses 9 and 10 says, "The Lord makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." In God's providence, as of Tuesday, the number of global coronavirus cases surpassed 200,000, while the number of deaths topped 8,000. The World Health Organization declared Europe as the new epicenter of the coronavirus pandemic, which started in China. And the European Union announced Tuesday it is banning travel to its member states for 30 days. In the middle of this crisis in Europe, Christians are stepping in to offer help. Samaritan's Purse, the Christian relief organization headed up by Franklin Graham, is sending 32 disaster response specialists to Italy, along with 20 tons of medical equipment. In response to the help, Italian government officials said they were overjoyed. Over 2,000 people there have died from the coronavirus in Italy. You can help Samaritan's Purse in their mission to Italy by giving a donation through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. On Monday, President Donald Trump announced a 15-day plan to slow the spread of the coronavirus during a press conference. The guidelines urged Americans to not eat out right now, refrain from gatherings of over 10 people, avoid discretionary travel, and older Americans should stay home. The federal government will be pushing the 2019 tax season filing deadline to July 15th during the current economic chaos. Luke 12, verses 29 and 30 reminds us, "And do not seek what you should eat or what you should drink, nor have an anxious mind. For all these things the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you need these things. But seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you." President Trump is expected to sign a $104 billion coronavirus relief bill passed by the House and Senate over the last week. The bill would provide for free coronavirus testing and paid emergency leave. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was defeated in her attempt to add abortion funding to the coronavirus relief bill. President Trump said he would not sign the legislation without the Hyde Amendment language included, which bans federal funding of abortion. Republican Senator Ben Sasse called Pelosi out, saying, quote, "Speaker Pelosi should be fighting the coronavirus pandemic, not politicizing emergency funding by fighting against the bipartisan Hyde Amendment. We need to be ramping up our diagnostic testing, not waging culture wars at the behest of Planned Parenthood," end quote. On Tuesday, former Vice President Joe Biden won the Democratic state primaries in Arizona, Florida, and Illinois, increasing his lead over Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont. Biden has won 1,180 delegates of the 1,900 delegates needed to win the nomination, and Sanders has 861 delegates. Praise God for technology! With many churches streaming their online services during the coronavirus lockdown, the church online platform saw a fourfold increase to 4.7 million devices streaming church services on Sunday. 6,000 new churches signed up for the free platform recently. And finally, a Minnesota mom shared on Twitter how her family is responding with faith over fear during the coronavirus pandemic. Shaletta Brundage posted a video of her 6-year-old daughter Cameron reciting a verse with her 7-year-old brother Brandon, who is autistic and struggles with anxiety. Cameron remembered 2 Timothy 1, verse 7 with her brother from a service at Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church in Minneapolis. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, March 19th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.